Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gene Brabander. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McAuliffe moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe scores. Macek moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. McNairtney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McNairtney. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Pilots. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick misplays the ball. That's an error on Matchick. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNairtney moves to second. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Brabander attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Euler moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Pilots. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitaker. Stanley reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe moves to third. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matchick strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Stanley scores. It's 4-3, Pilots. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Fred Talbot now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Pilots 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from McNairtney to Euler and they have Stanley trapped. The throw over to Mincher, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Euler strikes out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson fires to first and has Harper trapped. There's the throw to Matchick who tags Harper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Pilots 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Pilots. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Dick Raddatz. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Freehan scores. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Tigers. Jim Bouton now pitching. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanley moves to third. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Pilots 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Comer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 7, Pilots, 7. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Pilots 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods pinch hits for Mike Kilkenny. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Pilots 7. The Pilots will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Simpson pinch runs for Rich Rollins. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 3 in the game. McNairtney bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Merritt Reyneau pinch hits for Ray Euler. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyneau is walked intentionally. John Kennedy pinch runs for Merritt Reyneau. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Diego Segui. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 8-7, Pilots. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 4 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Gill now playing third base. John O'Donohue now pitching. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With four walks. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Price pinch hits for Tommy Machick. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a line drive towards third. Gill catches it and throws to first to double up Stanley. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.